Good morning, everyone. It's great to see the building so well filled for our special Children's Day and Youth Sunday services this year, 2011. The boys and girls are well prepared and ready and eager to share with you all the special praise of this special day. And it is their special day. So in just a moment, Dylan will be welcoming you all here today. And he will be immediately followed by the senior Sunday school. So seniors, get you ready to come and take up your place straight after Dylan has welcomed everyone. Dylan.
Welcome. Thank you all for coming today. We hope you will enjoy our special service and join with us in our singing.
Let's all stand for our opening hymn, Praise Him, Praise Him, Jesus, our Blessed Redeemer. No, it's not that one, sorry. Praise Him, Praise Him.
Yeah.
Now, after the opening prayer, just keep an eye on the screen because the rest of the program will just flow through to the end. But just let's have an opening word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you and praise you that as we come into your presence, we thank you indeed in the words of this opening praise. Thank him, praise him, love him, serve him. We pray that we are doing those things. And Lord, we thank you for the land in which we live. Thank you for the freedom of worship. And just bless us today. And bless David as he would speak your word to us. Thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you that he can be our Savior, our friend, our hope. Thank you that we can know our sins forgiven and that we are ready for heaven. And so we just pray that you will bless our two services today and indeed the activities of this week when we meet together. So be with us now and bless all the boys and girls who take part in different ways. We thank you for them and just bless them, we pray. For Jesus' sake, we ask these things. Amen.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Now they're going to sing it the first time and appreciate it if you all would sing it in the second time round with them.
Psalm 150. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Thank you. Sunday hats. When I go to church, I look around and see such fancy, fashionable hats all in front of me. There's one that looks like a lampshade and one that looks like a guitar. And look, even my granny is wearing one, the bright pink flower. There's one trimmed with ribbon, a tea cosy too, and one like a bird's nest with lace peeping through. There's one like a poached egg, all yellow and white, and one in blue velvet, which looks rather nice. When I tell my mum of all I can see, she gets rather angry and tells me to be much more attentive and I'm not to stare. But what can I do? For the hats are still there.
Thank you.
Well, let me just repeat the welcome on behalf of Sunday School and the Church to you all here this morning to the first of our two special services on this, our Children's Day and Youth Sunday. And without any further delay, mums and dads and relatives and friends, we need to say how brilliant the boys and girls have been, how fantastic they've been. They've worked hard, they've prepared well, and they've delivered a great programme of praise so far in the reading and the speaking and the singing and the playing. So let's show our appreciation and let's give them a hearty round of applause because they deserve it. They've done really well. Thank you for being here today. It's great to see the church so well filled. It's great to know and to have your support and to see it here today. Because the boys and girls are always nervous up here at the front, naturally so, but they're also delighted to see their family and friends sitting down there and seeing what they can do. So well done to them, and thank you for your presence and your support here today. And thank you too, very simply and very briefly, but very truly, to all the teachers in Sunday School who are here every Sunday morning from 10:15, long before many of you come on to church, maybe an hour later. They're here faithfully, lessons prepared, stories and lessons taught to the boys and girls, and we thank them and appreciate them for their regular and their faithful work and the extra care and interest they take in the boys and girls as persons, as individuals, as well as bringing God's word to them Sunday by Sunday. So I thank the teachers, and I thank those extra folks who have come in and joined us and helped with all the preparation, especially the preparation of the last few weeks to put together this fine programme that we've enjoyed already this morning. And there's more to come this morning and more again this evening. So thank you too to all who have prepared and helped in today, to our musicians also. Some of the young people from Sunday School will come around and take up your offering, and our musicians will again play for us during that time. Thank you. And can I just say thank you for your giving today, because all the loose offering and the plates today is gifted on by the church to the Sunday School to pay for our special activities and to pay for all the regular materials that we use with the boys and girls. Let's press on with our programme. We're having a further reading now, Jessica and Joel.
Troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me, that you also may be where I am.
You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Said to get to heaven, and again, if you enjoy it, let them sing it the first time through themselves and then join in, please, in the second verse.
No other way to go.
Well, boys and girls, that was very, very good. And when you were standing up there singing, it took me back about 3 or 4 years ago when I was in Sunday school and sang in the Sunday school choir. You wouldn't believe it now if you heard my singing voice, but I was a boy soprano at one time. But that was a long time ago. My voice broke, and, well, any chance of making millions was long gone. I'm just going to read a couple of verses from God's Word, and then we're going to think about Peter and how Peter was forgiven. And we find this in John chapter 1, verse 40, and it says, "One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which means Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and said, 'So you are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas,' which means Peter." Now, how many of you have got a best friend? Oh, yes, great. And you do everything, don't you? You know, boys, you know, maybe go out and play football together or climb trees together or something like that. And girls, well, they share all their secrets. And they have a wonderful friendship. And then one day one of them says to the other, "You see that boy there? I fancy him. But don't tell anybody." But then you know what happens? Your friend tells. "I told you not to tell." And that's the end of a wonderful friendship. And they don't talk again for, in some cases, it could be a lifetime. But you do all sorts of things with your friends together. And if Peter was here today, he would probably tell you that his best friend was the Lord Jesus. He spent lots of time with him. Like one day, just like you're here at church, the Lord Jesus had been to the synagogue with Peter, but when they arrived back at Peter's house, his wife was all upset. My mommy's sick. She was going to die. I don't know how many men, if that was the case with their mother-in-law, would be getting Jesus to heal her, but Peter got the Lord Jesus in. And the Bible says that the Lord Jesus went in and he rebuked the fever. He told the fever to go away. And immediately, it happened. And Peter's wife's mother was able to get up and to do all these things. Why? Why was Jesus able to do that? Because the Lord Jesus is the Son of God. He's all powerful. You know, another day, Peter had to listen to the Lord Jesus preach. And you're probably going to sit there thinking, how long is this guy going to go on for? Not very long. But when Jesus spoke, nobody asked questions. People sat and listened. And it got to the stage at the end of the day. Jesus said to one of the disciples, "We're going to feed these people." And Philip looked. And Philip probably scratched his head and said, "See, now hold on a minute. Do you know how much bread it would take to feed all these people? More than it's going to take to feed you tomorrow night at the barbecue and on Friday night, whatever you're going to get in Friday, and on Saturday, more than all of that." But Jesus knew what he was going to do. And Andrew, Peter's brother, brought a little boy. And with his small lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fish, Peter watched as the Lord Jesus fed all these people. The Lord Jesus is all powerful. He's the Son of God. He can do these things. Do you know, one day, the Lord Jesus was walking by the boat at the side of the lake, and Peter and his brothers were out fixing their nets and been out fishing all night. They'd caught nothing. And Jesus said, "Let's get into the boat. Let's go out into the deep." And Peter said, "Now hold on a minute. I've been out fishing all night. I've caught nothing." And no fisherman goes out in the Sea of Galilee during the day. It's so bright, the fish can see the nets. But Peter said, "Because you've said it, I'll do it." No, that's a very important lesson for each one of us. When God speaks to us through his word and tells us to do something, we should listen to what God's saying and we should do it. And Peter did. And then they can't put their nets down. And suddenly they tried to bring them in, and there were so many fish. Come on over, help! And got another boat over to help. And do you know what happened? When Peter saw all the fish, he said to Jesus, "Go away from me, for I am a sinful man." Oh, that's a very true statement. The Bible tells us that each one of us is born with that sinful nature. The minister and I were just talking about our families, and I have a little daughter. She's not so little, she's 20. But when Rachel was born, and people looked at her, "Oh, isn't she lovely? Look, lovely wee eyes, and the wee nose. Look at, oh, she's got long fingers, she's going to play the piano." No, she doesn't play the piano. "Isn't she perfect like her mother?" No. Because her mother's not perfect, but neither is her father. You know, when Rachel was about 3 or 4 months old, Rachel would have cried with temper. Because she wasn't being lifted. And if I went to your house and asked your mum or your dad or someone, what was the first word your little Ellie or little Chloe or whatever said nice and clearly? "Mama, no." Probably the clearest word was the word "no." You know, "Oh, now here it is. Here's this lovely food. Now come on, open your mouth." The parents do tell shocking lies. They can't get those things in those jars, but nice. But anyway, "Oh, open up your mouth." "No." Oh, we laugh. But it's just evidence of the sinful nature inside of us. Because you know what sin is? Here's it. Now, you're all clever here, aren't you? You're all clever. Who can spell the word sin? Put your hand up. Right. This boy here. What's your name?
Dylan.
S-I-N. S-I-N. Right. Now, well done, boys. Now, let's see if the girls are clever. Right, girls. What's the middle letter of the word sin? I. You see, that middle letter just reminds us. Sin. I. I will go my way. And not God's way. That's what sin is. God says go this way, we go that way. Because the Bible says that sin is disobeying God's word. But you know, one night, after Jesus had had a busy day, he sent his disciples over to the other side of the lake. And he stayed behind and prayed. And then in the middle of the night, the Lord Jesus came walking across the water. And the disciples look at the boat. They could just see this figure walking on top of the water. And somebody said, "It's a ghost." And Jesus said, don't be afraid, it's me. And Peter says, "Lord, if it's you, let me, tell me to come." And Jesus said, "Come." And Peter got up out of the boat and he was walking on the water. But then the waves got up and Peter got afraid and he started to sink and he shouted out, "Lord, save me." See, that's what each one of us has got to do. We've got to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save us from our sin. So that one day, just as the scripture reading, where Jesus were saying, "I am the way, the truth, and life," Jesus said he was going to prepare a place for us. And if he goes to prepare a place, he'll come again. So that we're ready when he comes again, so that we can go to heaven to be with him. Do you know, another day, somebody asked Peter a strange question. "Does your master pay the temple tax?" Now, don't tell the government over in Westminster about this tax, because they may charge us for coming to church. But every Jewish man had to pay half a shekel, a coin, each year to make the temple look nice. Peter says, of course, he would pay it. But when Jesus met Peter, says, "Is that man talking to you about the temple tax?" And Peter scratched his head. "Hold on. How does he know?" "Oh, the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus knows absolutely everything. He knows all about us. He knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows what school you go to. Here's one. He knows how many hairs you have on your head. Now, it doesn't take too long to count mine. He knows what you think. Oh. Would you like your mum, or your dad, or your school teacher to know what you think about them sometimes? You know, when you don't get your own way? Don't like it. You know? You think that? The Bible tells us the Lord Jesus knows even our very thoughts. But he said to Peter, away and get it, throw a line in. And the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and in its mouth you'll find a coin. Now, I'm not much of a fisherman. But there may be a fisherman in here. Any fishermen in here? No? Well, I have never caught a fish with a coin in its mouth. I don't think any of you have. And I'm sure Peter thought, what? But he did what Jesus said, and out came the fish with a coin. Just as Jesus said. He knows everything. But one night, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, I'm going to be betrayed. I'm going to be taken, and I'm going to be put to death. And Peter says, no way, I'm going to die for you. Jesus said, Peter, you're going to go, before the rooster even crows, you'll tell people you don't even know me. Oh, no, no, Peter. Believe me, it's true. When after they prayed in the garden, they came along to arrest him. Judas led them. And Peter was so angry, he got hold of a sword, and he lashed out. And he cut off the high priest's servant's ear. And Jesus said, that's not the way things are to be done. And he healed the high priest's servant's ear. And from a distance, Peter followed the Lord Jesus. We find Peter warming his hands by the fire. You know, big open fire, cold day. Maybe you're out throwing snowballs. And, oh, just get your hands warmed up. Lovely tingling sensation. And so we came to Peter. You're one of his followers. No, not me. You've got the wrong man. And a second time and a third time. And when the third time, Jesus said, Peter said he didn't know the Lord Jesus. Suddenly, the cock crowed. And the Bible says that Peter just caught, the Lord Jesus just caught Peter's eye. And the Bible says Peter went out and he wept at it. He was so sad. He had let the Lord Jesus down. Will he ever get the chance to tell me he was sorry? Because in a matter of a few hours, the Lord Jesus was taken. And he was nailed on a cross, and on the cross he was paying the price for our sin so he could make that way of salvation. And after 6 hours on the cross, Jesus cried, it is finished. And he was taken, and he was put in a tomb. And when the women went on the first day of the week, they were greeted with the news. He is not here, he is risen. Go tell my disciples and Peter. Even though Peter had let the Lord Jesus down, Jesus still loved Peter. That's an interesting one for us. Even though we let him down, he loves us so much, and that's why he died on the cross to pay the price for our sin. And it's so important that he came back to life again. Let me tell you why. When I was... How many people here are six? Any six-year-olds? Right. Do you know what I got for my birthday when I was six? I tell you. A budgie. You know what a budgie is? A wee bird. And I had a budgie. And it was in a cage. Sparky. The best budgie ever. You know, lovely light blue coat and dark blue wings. You know, Sparky was great. Absolutely brilliant. He looked forward to Thursday nights. Because on a Thursday night, my mum went to the church prayer meeting, and my dad looked after us at home, and Sparky was let out of the cage, and he flew around the room, and he went up the curtains and all the rest, and came and sat on my dad's finger, and then about 9 o'clock, he was taken and he was put back in the cage. And then on a Saturday night, was bath night. I was in the bath upstairs, and Sparky had this wee bath, which he put on the front of the cage, and he went in, and he made such noise. He made more noise downstairs than I made upstairs. And then something else he enjoyed. He enjoyed his swing. Going back and forward and back and forward. Until one morning, I came down the stairs.
Sparky. Stayed. Now, help me here. Help me. If I get Sparky and I lift him out of the cage and I throw him up in the air, would he fly? Why not? He's dead. Oh, well, I tell you what, this time we'll get him and we'll put him in the bath. Do you think the water would bring him back to life again? Why? He's dead. Well, tell me this. What can Sparky do since he's dead? Nothing. You know, the Bible says that the Lord Jesus had us dead, he couldn't take away our sin because a dead Savior can save no one. That's why the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, so that we can have that hope of eternal life if we will put our trust in him. One night Peter says, let's go fishing. And I went out fishing, and it was one of those nights. Peter seemed to have them. No fish caught. And then somebody shouted, throw your nets on the other side. Who on earth was that? They did. And Peter realized it was Jesus, and they caught 153 fish. That's what the Bible tells. And they ran, and Peter, he jumped out of the boat, and he came across to where Jesus was, and the Lord Jesus made them fish and bread for breakfast. Wasn't that lovely? After all that night out fishing. But Peter was sitting beside the Lord Jesus, and he asked Peter a very important question. He says, Peter, do you love me? And Peter looked at him and he says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He says, feed my lambs. And a second time and a third time, he asked the question. And Peter had to answer the Lord Jesus, yes, I do love you. And then he said, Peter, I have a special job for you. And people are going to take you where you don't want to go, and things are going to happen to you. Telling Peter that he's basically going to die the same way as the Lord Jesus did. But that day, Peter knew he was forgiven. Boys and girls, we can know today that we can be forgiven from our sin by the Lord Jesus Christ. If today we come to him and tell him we're sorry for our sin, and ask him into our lives to be our Savior. You can do it right now where you sit. Not just boys and girls, adults. If you have never trusted in the Lord Jesus, today you, like Peter, can know that you're forgiven if you will come and ask him to forgive you from all your sin. We're going to finish our service by singing the words of the hymn, Wonderful Words of the Bible. So we stand and sing, and then after that I'll close in a word of prayer, and our service will be over.
God in heaven, we thank you for the message of your word, the Bible. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father but by me. And we just pray this morning that you will help us to do that, that we come and put our trust in you, and just like Peter, that we will know the joy of being forgiven for all our sin. So we thank you for all that the boys and girls have been sharing with us today, and we pray that you'll bless us now as we part and bring us back again this evening in your will. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.